This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunken, stupid. Taking no way from the lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I tell a lot of you, although I don't know why, are watching the debate tonight. I know why. You know what I'm saying, though. I can tell because of the activity that I see in the chat rooms and that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, we're looking at bits and pieces of it in the during the breaks. And I love it. I mean, I love watching what's going on. And producer Tammy said, "Well, she's thrown some really good zingers." Well, zingers are nice. They don't get you some brownie. They'll get you some brownie points, but they don't make you win, if you would. And she's not dealing with her issues either. Now, anyway, let me bring in Andrea Nelson. Andrea Nelson joins me every week. We talk about I call her my pop culture queen because I don't understand any of the stuff that's going on. I definitely don't understand how the millennials are going to vote in this. They seem to be all over the place as well. Andrea, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Were you watching the debate at all?
I am, actually. I have it paused right now so that I can talk to you.
Well, they don't read your Twitter feeds or anything like that either.
Oh, I know, right?
Right?
Yeah.
So... Well, where are you at with this? I mean, you up to this point, and I've had some fun with some of the things that that she has said. But where are you at with this? Who do you think is doing? How do you think they're doing right now?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm a little behind because I had paused it for a while, and so now I'm kind of catching up. But I can tell you that Hillary Clinton, by far, is the more seasoned politician, right?
Oh, no kidding.
She's playing it up for the camera. She's got, you know, the makeup is perfect. She's smiling right on cue. You know, they go for a break and she smiles. He's fuming mad. So you've got them side by side and you've got him fuming mad with, you know, smoke coming out of his ears. And she's smiling sweetly for the camera. She's done this before, right? So I think... We'll see how that plays out with the American public, but I think those little things make an impression, even more sometimes than what they're really actually saying, in my opinion.
So you think that people will blow off the substance for the look? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I think that the media does a good job of, you know, side by side pulling their faces right up close.
Uh-huh.
You would easily compare their facial expressions and their distinctive.
Yeah.
And there's a huge difference, so I think you can hardly miss it.
Yeah.
He has a hard time masking his frustration at her, and he wants to cut her off all the time. You know, he's just getting frustrated.
I want him to chop her up, but they won't let him. They won't let him do that. But anyway, no. Look, here's the thing, and it's a conversation I've had with plenty of people now. It's kind of like, if you're going to talk to me about politics as usual, then go back to the beginner's club, right? Because this guy has done nothing politics as usual. If politics as usual is the way, or running a campaign as usual, should have played out properly, then she should be 50 points ahead. He should not be the candidate for the Republican Party, but that's not what you're seeing. You saw her lead shrink like crazy before the DNC. Then she got a bump to an 8-point or 9-point lead. And now they're back into statistical heat again, a dead heat, with her spending $150 million for ads, him spending a little over 30. I mean, do you understand the trouble that she's in? People are blowing all that off, but I'm telling you what, by normal standards, she should be kicking his butt, should she not?
Well, I think you have to remember that these debates play also to the lowest common denominator. So, you know, we can't assume that the public is generally informed because they're not. You know, they don't details like you do, generally speaking. So things like tone of voice, things like inflection and facial expression and body language do, they're increasingly important from here on out because most Americans don't know the details. They don't follow the story.
Nope.
You know,
you're right.
So it's really dumb. It's really dumbing down at this point. They and people like Hillary Clinton, who've been doing this for their entire life, you know, she knows that and she's playing up to that.
Mm-hmm. So, I hear you. I one of the things I said tonight is he can't be condescending. He can be factual,
right,
and he can be passionate about the facts, but he can't be condescending. It's not going to
exactly
work.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the first story that you sent me tonight, which is the Navy sailor who refused to stand during the national anthem. Now, a U.S. sailor is under investigation for refusing to stand during the national anthem. Intelligence Specialist Second Class Janae Irvine, a reservist stationed at Pearl Harbor, posted on Facebook about why she's following in the footsteps of Colin Kaepernick and others who have demonstrated against police brutality. I feel like a hypocrite singing about the land of the free when I know it only applies to some of the Americans. She wrote, I will gladly stand again when all Americans are afforded the same freedom. Now, when exactly is that? But that's beside the point. You obviously sent me for this for a reason and have a thought. You think you think it's okay for her to do this?
I don't. I don't think it's okay for her to do this. I think the day that she, you know, makes the commitment to wear the uniform, I think she's representing her country. I think that I understand that she has an opinion and she has, you know, a right to free speech. But if she's representing our country in uniform, I think it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the job that she has to do.
Yeah.
And why are you surprised?
I'm going to tell you that. Why don't you keep talking? I'm going to run out and buy a lottery ticket and shoot on back because this is a first.
Look, it's her job. You know, it's like, you know, if I were to go to the office and disrespect my boss, you know, that's not going to play well in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, I see it in a similar fashion. She's made a commitment, you know, to fight for this country as her career, and that's her job, and she puts on that uniform every day to do that. And I think that actions like this are blatantly disrespectful to the job that we have asked her to do.
Yeah, you and I did that story about the girl that actually tweeted out about how bad her company was and got fired at lunchtime, remember? She did it from work. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Andrea Nelson's with me. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Whey and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Whey, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to thank you for those of you who are foregoing that wonderful, I don't know. I wanted to call it a beatdown, but I guess you can't. It's just a regular political debate. You know, nothing. It's what? It's theater. There you go. Theater and drama and all that fun stuff. The, let's see. The, let me just bring her on before I get lost with all this. Adrienne Nelson joins me as she does every week. She, I call her my pop culture queen because she keeps me in line. All right. You sent this story, right? This Brad Pitt story.
Oh.
Okay. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's what I'm on. So I heard that Angela, all right, now we've got people dying all over the world. The big thing on Twitter the other day was that Angelina filed for divorce, right? And it wasn't new. Everybody kind of knew there was problems there, right? Am I right so far?
Well, I...
You have to be surprised I even know that much, don't you? Come on, give me...
I don't even know. I don't know that everybody knew there were problems. I mean...
Well, all right, so...
Did they?
So she files for divorce. Well, according to the... According to the you know, the things that they write, the comments below the story, not yours, but the ones that I was reading, and then somebody comes up with a meme with what's her name? What's the one he was married to before?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, right? And she goes, you know, hey, you know, karma's a real bee, isn't it? Right? You know, that kind of thing. I'm thinking, I don't care. I'm in the middle of a presidential race. It's 6 weeks before we're going to choose a president. I don't care that she's divorcing him. Why do I care? Why is that a story?
Well, you know, what? I'm going to say it for the first time. That's a good question,
oh.
Joe.
Oh, my God.
But I'm actually surprised. I'm not even surprised to hear you ask that question. So I'm prepared with an answer to that. But, you know, this came up just with a group of colleagues yesterday, you know, as the story, you know, hit just this week. And somebody asked that exact question. I'm like, why does this matter? Why should we care? And really, if you think about what they've made their fit into this, you know, media circuit, and even they've gone so far as they're so above and over the top. You know, they don't just have one child; they have six, or they'll adopt this one from this country
right.
and this
yeah.
one from this, right?
Yeah.
And she does, you know, all of the. You know, the charity work that they've both done together, they'll even go so far as to have let the paparazzi take pictures and then sell those pictures so to give to charity, you know, and send it overseas. Like, they've made this, they've made a commitment that their life, you know, in the public eye is going to somehow do good for someone, right? So that's how they've kind of positioned it. So it's this idealistic, not just the marriage itself, but also like what it means for humanity, you know, and that tugged at people.
They're two highly paid liars. Think about it. What do they do for a living? They pretend there's somebody else.
For, you know, humanity. I mean, this is how they position themselves, their family, and their marriage, and their children, and all that makes up them is right. for the public's benefit, right?
Right?
So even those who typically follow celebrity, even those who don't typically follow celebrities and, you know, their ins and outs, are follow this couple because it's a... So, it's almost a public service, you know.
Right. I hear you. So the story you sent me, which is just, I mean, you could have wrote this without even thinking about it, right? So it's apparently he's been accused of child abuse, okay? And, you know, nowadays child abuse could be anything from flicking your kid inside the head and telling them to knock it off to actually spanking the child, right? So, but the LAPD have come out and said, no, he's not under investigation, at least not by us. And somebody else, right, has come out and said, yes, he is, by, you know, Department of Child and Family Services. This is interesting how divorce was filed for, and then a couple of days later it comes out that he was abusing his children.
Well, I mean, I think it's actually the FBI that's handling this case, and I think that's because the incident in question
happened on a plane.
Happened on an airplane, right? So,
right.
So it's under the FBI's jurisdiction, but, you know,
This is the way stories get blown up, right? So the reality is, let's say he did flick one of the kids in the head. It doesn't say that anywhere in the story. I'm just making this up as I go. So if he did that at the airport while they were getting in the cab... And somebody saw that, it would be the local police that investigated. But now it's the FBI because it happened on a plane, which makes everybody believe it's that much of a bigger deal. It's no
mm-hmm.
different, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's fair. Yeah. But, you know, if you read into some of the details that have been released or allegedly, you know, it sounds like, you know, there was an argument on the plane. Now, they're going through divorce, so it's obviously tense, right? Tensions are high. You know, I'm sure even the kids feel it. And Maddox, the oldest, was jumped in to defend with a statement to defend his mom, which, you know, it seems reasonable. I mean, going through a divorce, a poor child is torn between mom and dad. Dad says something to mom that's not nice, and he runs to her rescue. You know, I mean, that seems reasonable. Like, that probably happens, you know, all
right.
the time.
Well,
and he got upset, and he lunged for him. And this is the incident in question that seems to be now called child abuse, which... It seems like, really, when you boil it down, it's a horribly, awfully heated moment, you know, with a family in a difficult trying time. So the kids.
I like this. They connected in some fashion.
Maybe that's the flick of the head. I don't know.
Oh, God, no. Anyway, I love this stuff. It's kind of like, so if they weren't getting a divorce and they were still in the good graces of the press, do you think this would have got out? I just got to ask.
I don't.
Yeah, because Angelina is just such a wonderful, loving person. Anyway. All right, so let's do another one. I love these stories you sent me because, you know, some of them, I knew why you sent me some of them. I love this one. Andy Richter is eternally grateful for his wife aborting his child, right? Which I think is just amazing. So he says for an abortion shouldn't be something to brag about, but that's what Andy Richter just did at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser. The actor hosted the Sexy Beast fundraiser for Los Angeles brand of PP. Branch of the PP, credits his girlfriend's abortion back in 1992 with allowing him, and I don't even have to read the rest of the story, I can tell you. This self-absorbed piece of work, I had to get rid of a life so he could go on with his career because he couldn't take 30 seconds to put something on to protect himself. I mean, God forbid we should take any responsibility for what we do. I know you probably don't agree with me, but it is... You'll never get me off the case that you're taking a life, period, in a discussion. That's my opinion, and I believe I can substantiate that. But to make a statement that we had an abortion so I could have a better career, right? There's not a more selfish act. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to stew till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. I know there's a thousand other shows you could be listening to tonight, but you're listening to this one, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me. Or you're listening to the two, I'd say titans, but I don't have that much respect for either one of them. Fight it out up on the screen. But Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does. Pretty much, well, she tries to join me every week. On a regular basis, how's that? She joins me on a regular basis to kind of help me understand all this pop culture craziness stuff that's going on. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we were talking about Andy Richter, who is eternally grateful to his wife for aborting their first child because it helped him get into the career that he has today. So I'm glad somebody was able to give a life for him to be able to be where he's at right now. Go ahead. Let me have it.
I knew by sending the story, it would just push your buttons.
You want to throw gasoline on the fire, did you?
Yeah, I enjoy that a lot. What I think is interesting about this story, too, is that he's gone on, this girlfriend at the time, he's gone on to marry, have other children and pets and a life, careers. And so I guess I just wonder what the children think of it. And to come out so publicly and say this, it's one thing to think it, you know, in the privacy of your own home. Like, remember when we were really poor and really young and this happened. But to come out so publicly in support of Planned Parenthood on this issue, I wonder what his children think. I wonder if they're in full support, if it's like, yes, this is the best thing for the family. I think I think it gets really dicey. I mean, this is a really sensitive issue, and it just makes it sound like it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just as usual in the Richter household.
I hear you, but here's I always come to. So he goes on to say, Richter and his future wife, Sarah, tired, lacked steady employment, were focused on building careers when they found that she was pregnant. Luckily for us, Planned Parenthood existed. My girlfriend knew that she was not ready for motherhood, and I knew no way to be prepared to be a father. So I have a couple things I would say here. First of all, I'm a lot older than you. I know a lot of guys in the 70s that their girlfriends ended up getting pregnant, okay? And most of them went on, I know this for a fact now because I'm friends with them on Facebook, but most of them went on to have that child, have a great life, suffer through, because I think when a couple suffers through the beginning together, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. I think that makes them stronger later on in their marriage. I think it makes them appreciate the things that they have so much more. The time, you know, Tammy and I have been through a lot of stuff in our short 15 years of marriage here, and I think it's brought us so much closer together to work through some of these things. And how many? 17. See, it doesn't even seem like it's that long. It's so long.
No.
So anyway, it's yeah. I have to sleep at your house tonight if this keeps up. So anyway, but to go on with that, to go, you know, full circle with that, why have we made adoption such, it's not even in the conversation anymore. So those are the two things I really have, you know, a major problem with this. Am I way off or what?
Well, I think that adoption, and I'm not an expert on this topic, so I understand that I'm speaking about this just from what I hear, my friends experience and go through, those who, you know, want to adopt and have a really, really hard time. I know that there's different ways to go about it,
yep.
But I don't think that, it, by and large, it gets a very good rep. I think that it's seen as very cumbersome. Very difficult, time-consuming,
yep.
You know, heart-wrenching because you could be up until the very day and then the mom says, well, I'm going to keep it. Like, I think that I don't know that that's an easy option for most people. I think that there could be maybe that image of all, maybe that could just, perception could be changed with some effort and maybe get good. Public service announcement behind it. I think maybe
put,
people would get behind
right.
it. But it's,
so what do we put the same effort into making adoption easier as we do into making abortion mm-hmm. just as easy? What if we did that?
I mean, I think that would change the conversation. Definitely.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that it's, I don't believe that adoptions are seen as an easy opportunity and something that's worth, I think that an open adoption, if you're willing to go that way, probably could be easier and faster, but that is, that comes with baggage and that comes with, you know, some tough stuff for families. So, I mean, I think we don't make it easy. Adoption, we do not make it easy.
No,
and we should.
I don't disagree with you, but I find it, I'm sorry, but you have given up stuff in your life. And I know you're going to say, I don't want to judge anybody, but you have given up things in your life for your kids. You have given up things in your life for your family as a whole, right? I mean, we all have. I resent somebody who says, I canned a life. I got rid of a life because it got in the way of my career. I will never understand that. I mean, if you have 27 kids and you go, I just couldn't do another one. Not that I could accept that, but I go, okay, at least there's some logic in there. But to say, I couldn't take the moment, I couldn't do what it took to protect everybody, and no big deal, I'll just flush it. Not a problem. It's a real hard one for me to deal with, especially in this cavalier kind of attitude, the cavalier way in which he puts this down there.
I can tell.
Yes.
I can tell it's struggle with it. I can see that.
You know what my hot buttons are. I mean, look at and some people think I hate women. I'm one of the guys that comes on the other side and says, you know what? Any guy that hits a woman doesn't deserve parole. He needs to be locked in a room with about two or three guys like me so he can really see, well, you know, what it's like to be bullied, to be beat on. Okay, so I have the same feelings across the board. You know how I am. All right, so I'll try to keep you from getting in trouble here. Let's see. Let's go in a different direction. How about the Walmart workers who refused to make the cops retirement cake? I thought that was interesting because, what is it, Blue Lives Matter. It was a Blue Lives Matter cake, but they felt it was, let me see, what they call it? Go ahead.
Some of the Walmart workers felt it was racist, so they refused to make the cake. So an order came in. And a police officer is for the cake. They wanted a Blue Lives Matter cake. And those Walmart workers who are in charge of making cakes felt that it was racist. They absolutely refused. They said, you know, this is not, you know, we're not going to fulfill this request for a customer. And the customer was very upset. Evidently, it was the daughter of the police officer who was retiring who kind of went head to head with Walmart and was such a shock. She didn't know what to do. She was trying not to lose her temper or make a scene. This is what she said. And, Walmart has acknowledged that her allegations,
true. Yes. Right.
Yes. So now they had to then, you know, kind of put out an apology. You know, we're sorry that this happened. We always try to take care of our customers, et cetera. So, you know, they really backed the customer in the end and not the employee who felt like in the moment, oh my gosh, this is uncomfortable. I'm not going to make this cake. I mean, I think that to me, this is so silly. I mean, a cake. My gosh, Blue Lives Matter. Like, why not? Of course, Blue Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. That's the camp that I fall into, right? I don't think that's, we've talked about this before. So, I look at this and think, come on, people, wake, grow up, you know, just.
You work for somebody else. This is, see, this goes back to the bakery thing. This is a perfect example, but I always say things like, look, they should be able to decide what they do and not do, okay? But she doesn't own the bakery. She doesn't own Walmart. And again, this is where capitalism steps in big time. Yeah, she was wrong for doing that. She had all the wrong reasons for doing it, and she was wrong for doing that. But if it was a small bakery up the street, and I'd have a different take on this. I would go in there and say, don't complain, don't say anything, just go down to the street and then take out a full-page ad in the paper that, you know, Joe's Bakery refused to make me a Blue Lives Matter because they said it was racist. So I went over to Sam's place, and he was more than happy to do it for me, and Sam will give a discount to any cop that comes in there for a cake. That's how capitalism works, and that's the way we should be operating. At least that's my personal opinion. When you're in a corporate environment like that, it's a different animal.
I don't necessarily agree with everything you just said. I think that, you know, I think that it's a responsibility of a company to take care of their employees. And so I think on a case-by-case basis, yes, you should evaluate whether or not if your employees feel so uncomfortable to perform a certain task, you know, because it violates their morals, Right. Then, you know, a good company would take notice of that and say, you know what, let's just analyze the situation and then make a call. And at the end of the day, I don't think that it should be all one way or the other way. I don't think there should be necessarily like a blanket policy for all instances, but I do think it's up to the corporation to take care of their employees and evaluate. In this situation, if I was the boss, I would say, really? Really? But, you know,
But we've seen this. We've seen coffee shops that refuse to give, you know, coffee to cops, right? I mean, there's been restaurants where they refuse to let the cops in with their guns on kind of thing, and I'm thinking, we've lost our mind. I don't know what's come over us. Is it in the air? Is it what we've done to our children? You know, you would have hated a segment I did last week about what we've done to our kids. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, talking to Andrea Nelson from the Clover Agency. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, I didn't hook up the disco ball. We'll do it next time. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Yes, I have a disco ball. Are you hooked up this weekend? No, don't do it now. Don't do it now. You won't be able to do it. It doesn't have the same effect. The moment is gone. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know what's that thing called? The debate is over. We our intern, I hope, will call in. We'll get a hold of her at the top of the hour. We'll be able to get some insight as to what's going on and what went on there. How cold it actually was, because I want to know about that. I mean, that, for me, that's the big thing, right? How cold was it? Why didn't they stick to the terms of the agreement where you had to be quiet? There was no clapping, no applauding, none of that stuff. Apparently, they didn't. Anyway, Andrea Nelson joins me as she does on a regular basis here on the show, and we're talking about some of the pop culture crazy stuff that I'm just way too old to figure. You know, I just had a birthday. You know.
I know. Happy birthday!
I got nothing. Friday. I got nothing from you. That's why you weren't on the show last week. I just said, that's it. I'm done. Anyhow, but you know, I don't feel that old. I really don't. I don't feel that old. But anyway, look it. I know you're not as old as I am, but I'm looking at what's going on here with the police, in the races, in the political parties, and all of this stuff. And you know, and I've asked some of the old time, the real old timers, you know, the 70 and 80 year olders in my family, have they ever seen it like this? And every one of them has said no. We have never seen this much tension, this much hatred, this much nasties between peoples who, and the way they put it was, you know, people who had different points of view. they don't see it as an us against them, the old timers. They don't see it as Republican versus Democrat. They just see people that have different points of view who no longer can get along. Now, you're younger, and, you know, even the millennials, I hear some of them saying, it's our fault. It's the old people's fault. But I think we're much more accepting in some areas than the young people are. What do you think?
You think they're so much more accepting than the young people?
Yeah, but I mean, okay, solidly accepting. How's that? Like, young people accept stuff because they go, whatever, I don't care, right? Old people look at stuff. Well, look at, now wait a minute. You go to a college campus, right? I don't believe in abortion. You believe in abortion. And we fight. When I say we, I mean the young people. They're fighting. They're ripping up each other's signs. They're yelling in each other's faces.
They just have different values. I mean, I think that the young people, they get behind ideas, but not necessarily the same ideas. I think their motivations are different. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
I don't know that they don't support or do support, you know, more or less. I think it's just different. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
And do you say, by the way, do you say old people like as in you or me? I just want to be clear on that.
Well, wait a minute. I'm older than you. How are the old people?
I want to make sure that I am understanding, like,
no, no.
I'm going to be clear when I'm answering.
No, because look at, I am, well, how old am I? 57, right? Oh, see? You don't even, we've been married. She just corrected me on how long we've been married. Now she doesn't even know how old. She's married to an old guy. Anyway, so, right, so I am 57 years old. I spoke to a government class. I went to one of the high schools and spoke to the government classes. And one of the things that I really found interesting in the conversation was, at 57, I could sit with another person on the other side of the aisle and not agree with them, have them not agree with me, and you know, discuss some of the issues, and I'll still go have lunch with them. I don't care. I don't hate them. I don't think they're an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
You know what that totally reminds me of, what you just said?
Is a
photo that I saw today, and others, you know, that are listening probably saw this photo too, because it's been going viral, but that's the one of Obama taking the picture or helping George Bush take a picture with some African-American. It was an African-American event that he was at, and George W. Bush was there. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, but do you realize it was an African American history type of museum?
Right.
That was started under who? Who? George Bush. That's right.
Right. So he was there, and so Obama was actually taking a picture of him with, you know, some people who were, you know, people were there,
and then there's another candid
photo of Michelle Obama kind of putting her arm around George W.
It's
like very candid. Yeah, and it's like really sweet, like, kind of embrace. It was just, it did kind of make you go, wait a minute, hold on. Here's a politician who has pretty much kept his mouth shut for the last 8 years, you know, even though Obama had all kinds of things to say about Bush's presidency, but he, you know, he's very, you know, professional, keeps his mouth closed for 8 years, and here he is, like, engaging in the candid and very real, friendly, you know, sincere moment. And not just with him, but then there was this, you know, there was the photo that went viral several months ago about him with Hillary Clinton, same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a real testament, you know, to someone who's able to say, you know, like, disagree, and then at the end of the day be, like, respectful and even friends. You know, I think that's a great example of what, you know, hopefully our young people will.
But I'm going to add the negative note, as I like to do all the time. You think that he is going to be out there discussing, you know, you think that he'll ever give George W. credit? You know, hey, I was with George W. a few weeks ago, showed you how we
can. That's my point. Yeah. But this is my point, Joe. Yeah. My point is that George W. still doesn't say anything negative about Obama or his presidency. Still just keeps it to himself. I'm sure he thinks about it because he's been attacked on the other side.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, you can see them, you know, in a photo that I believe is really authentic. I mean, the way that the photo, these were a couple of photos, and I don't think they were staged. It wasn't like, you know, smile for the camera. I didn't feel that way at all.
You're right.
So that's my point, is here we have George W. Bush, an example of a person who can do his job with, you know, commitment and integrity, and walk away from his job, and even while being attacked, doesn't attack back. And even to the point where, you know, they seem to be friends. I mean, that's a big person. And that's a big lesson.
No, I agree with you. I wish they would play it up, and they won't do it. Because especially now that you got, 6 weeks before a presidential presidential election, there's no way they're going to do it. But again, whether you hate him or love him or what have you, either one of them for that matter, you know, depending on what side of the aisle you're listening from, it's proof that we can have those moments. We can work together to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, seriously. Anyhow. Okay, so the shootings. I know that's not in any of your links. I love doing this to you. I know, you're not right. So I played the, do you remember what the woman said? The woman who actually videoed the shooting was the second, her husband was the one that had some kind of brain disease, brain trauma, or what have you. And in that video, she's screaming to her,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. She's screaming, don't do it. Don't do it, don't do it, don't, all right? So I said to my, I said to the listening audience, I said, look, guys, take all this stuff, even if you stick up for the cops no matter what, all right? Listen to what she's saying. Why would you tell somebody to not do something that might get them killed? Something, maybe he had a gun or not had it. I don't know, but it sounds like she's trying to get him not to do something bad. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, this stuff just makes me nuts. What was your takeaway? When you heard about the shootings, what was your first thought?
You love to do this. Just put me on the spot. I'm only inferring which story you're referring to, like, you know, by the description.
Well, I mean,
but the way that you described it, so I can't speak to the actual story because I don't have it in front of me and know which one it is.
The Tulsa shooting.
Oh, okay. So, but the way, yeah, I mean, if someone's screaming, don't do it, it's probably a bad thing, and you probably shouldn't do it.
Well, you know, part of this to me is my first thought, because I heard it, when I really started hearing it all go down, and I hadn't really sat down and read anything, I'm thinking, oh, come on, guys, cut us some slack here. Because there's bad players everywhere, right? I agree to that. There's bad players in every area. We have 78,000 cops in this country on the ground, working or here in this country at a given point in time. And we hear about these, we're not hearing about 300 a day, right? You're hearing about these shootings. Now, even one is too many. I got that. But, I mean, sweet Jesus, somebody's got to tighten up the process. You know, they're trying to debate whether they should have a body cam or not have a body cam. I think at this point they should all have body cams. Let's just get it over with. Let's have a dashboard cam. Let's have a body cam. And that way it gives some more validity to the things that they're dealing with as a whole. Right? No?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, we know what the statistics say. We know how many of these police shootings are, you know...
Yep.
When you really dig and you look into the, you know, when a policeman is shot and you look at who is doing the shooting, more often than not, you know, they belong behind bars. I mean, these people are, it's just because they're black doesn't make them, not criminal. So I think that the police, I'm not going to be popular to say this, but... This is your audience. I'll probably be popular, but this is a delicate balance. Obviously, lives are at stake, right? So when sensitivity is at an all-time high, you know, yes, you do have to take precaution. You do have to be careful. I mean, people's lives can be on the line. If the police really go hard on the issue and drill in and say, you know, we're going to take a stand against this, then you do risk more lives being lost. So it's a tricky situation, but we need our police force to be strong. We absolutely do. Like, we can't afford for the police to back off and not keep us safe. That's a standard. That's like every American should be able to trust that their police officers are keeping them safe. Yep. And just because if someone breaks through my door and they happen to be black, I need to be... So the police will come and protect me and not back off because that person's black, right?
Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, my Twitter handle at AndreaNDLC, or my website, thecloveragency.com. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Next hour, we're going to do a little debriefing on this debate. We'll be right back.